Title: Controlling Muddy Low Mids for Clean Mixes Beginner. Alright, let's clean up one of the biggest why does my drop sound cloudy problems in drum and bass. Muddy low mids. We're talking roughly 150 to 500 Hz. This area is tricky because it's not just bad frequencies. It's actually where body and warmth live. It's where your snare has chest, your bass has meat, and your mix feels like it's in a room. But when too many things live there at the same time, it turns into fog. The mix gets boxy, small, and kind of like there's a blanket over the speakers. Our goal today is not to delete low mids. Our goal is to control them so the drums and bass feel big and clean at the same time. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow in Ableton that you can use in basically every DNB project. First, quick mental map. Here are the usual mud zones. 150 to 250 Hz is thump and body but also boom. 250 to 400 is the classic muddy, boxy buildup. And 400 to 600 can get honky or nasal, especially with snare layers and Reese harmonics. And here's why DNB gets hit hard here. Reese basses spit out harmonics all over this range. Snares are usually layered, break loops carry a lot of low mid wash, and reverbs and atmospheres can quietly pile up until the whole drop feels crowded. So let's build the core habit. You need a fast way to hear the mud, on purpose, without guessing. Step 1 is your low mid flashlight on the master. This is temporary. We're not mixing through it all day. On the master track, drop on EQ8. Pick a band and set it to band pass mode. Put the frequency at around 300 Hz. Set the Q somewhere around 1.2 to 1.8. Not razor thin, not super wide. We want a spotlight. Now toggle EQ8 on and off. When it's on, you're basically listening to the mud zone in isolation. When it's off, you're back to the real mix. This quick toggle is powerful because it stops you from doing random EQ moves. You can actually hear what's filling up that range. Optional, but helpful. Put spectrum after EQ8 so you can see what peaks are hanging around. And a great workflow move in Ableton. Map the EQ8 device activator to a key, so you can flick the flashlight on and off instantly while you work. Cool. Next, gain staging, because mud gets worse when everything is loud. A really solid beginner target. Keep your master peaking around -6 dB while you're mixing. Not because it's magical, but because it gives you headroom and stops you from driving plugins too hot. If a track is too loud, don't immediately EQ it. Put utility at the top of the track and trim the gain. Utility is clean, transparent, and fast. Now we start cleaning, but we're going to clean the right things first. Most muddy low mids are not coming from too much bass. They're coming from low mid energy on parts that don't need to own that area. So step 3. High pass non-bass elements properly. Go to your pads, Atmos, FX, vocals, leads, anything that isn't kick, snare, or bass. And EQ8, turn on a high pass filter. A typical starting point is 120 to 200 Hz, with a 12 dB per octave slope. If it's a purely airy texture, you can go steeper, like 24 dB per octave. Then for the actual muddy zone, try a gentle bell cut around 250 to 350 Hz. Start small, -2 dB. If it's still foggy, maybe -4 or -5. Keep the Q moderate, like 1.0 to 1.6. Teacher tip. Don't hunt for mud by sweeping wildly for 20 seconds. That tends to make you overdo it. Instead, make a small cut where mud usually lives, and then listen in the full drop. And here's a huge trap. If you cut and it sounds better, it might just be quieter. So after EQ8, throw a utility and level match by ear. Get the loudness back to roughly the same. Then decide if it's truly clearer or just softer. Next, drum clarity. In DNB, drums and bass are the whole identity, so we want the kick and snare to have their space. Let's start with snare, especially layered snares. On your snare group or main snare track, at EQ8, if it's boxy, try a cut around 200 to 350 Hz. A great starting move is -3 dB at 300 Hz, Q around 1.2. If it's not boxy but it's more papery or honky, try a smaller cut around 400 to 600. Then optionally, add glue compressor to keep the snare consistent. Try attack at 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1, soft clip on. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not crushing it, we're just tightening it. Now the break loop. This is one of the classic mud traps. On the break track, at EQ8, high pass it somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on the loop. Then, if it's cloudy, a small dip around 250 to 400. But if you cut and the break loses its vibe, don't panic and don't immediately boost highs. Instead, reduce the cut and consider drum bus. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6. Keep boom off unless you really want extra low-end weight. Use damp around 3 to 8 kHz to keep it controlled. Drum bus can help you keep punch and identity while cleaning constant haze. Alright, now the big one. Bass control. Recent mid bass are often the number one low mid offender in rolling DNB, because distortion plus movement equals constant energy around 250 to 500. Beginner-friendly approach. Split your bass into sub and mid. Create a SUB track. On it, put a Q8 and low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Keep it simple. If it's boomy, you can do a tiny dip around 150 to 200, but keep that gentle. Then put utility and set width to 0%. Mono sub. Always. Now create a mid bass track. Put a Q8 and high pass around 90 to 140 Hz so it's not fighting the sub. Then, if it's foggy, try a small dip around 200 to 350. You can add movement effects here like auto filter or phaser flanker, but remember, movement and width can make low mids feel messier, so we'll keep an eye on that later. Now, sidechain, but we're going to do it intelligently. Option 1. Simple compressor sidechain on the mid bass. Sidechain input from the kick, or a ghost kick, ratio 2:1. Attack 5 to 15 ms so the transient still pops through. Release 60 to 120 ms. Dial threshold until you get around 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on hits. This is usually enough to clear space without pumping the whole track. Option 2. A super effective approach for this exact problem is using multiband dynamics as a low mid ducker. Put multiband dynamics on the mid bass. Set crossovers around 120 Hz and 500 Hz so the middle band is basically your mud zone. Then use sidechain input from your kick or even the kick and snare group. Duck only that middle band by 1 to 4 dB when the drums hit. This is a big deal because it keeps the bass character while clearing space exactly where the fog happens. Now let's talk about the sneakiest mud generator, reverb. DNB loves space, but low-mid reverb tails will absolutely smear your drop. Go to your reverb return track. After your reverb or hybrid reverb, add EQ8. High pass it hard. Yes, hard. Somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. If it's still thick, dip 300 to 500 a little. Optional move. Add a compressor after the EQ on the return and sidechain it from the drum group. Gentle ducking. The reverb breathes around the hits, and your mix stays punchy without feeling dry. Quick sound choice coaching. If the reverb itself is swampy, EQ is damage control. Consider shortening decay or switching algorithms. Shorter, cleaner verbs usually mix louder and cleaner in DNB. Now step 7. Group buses. Because this makes you faster, create groups. Drums, bass and music/atmos. On the music/atmos group, at EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Then a subtle dip around 250 to 350 if the group is clouding the drop. Add utility and check width. If the music group feels smeary, try reducing width slightly, like down to 80 or 90%. And here's a quick mid/side awareness trick. Even if you don't do mid/side EQ, set the utility width to 0% briefly. If the cloud mostly disappears in mono, the problem isn't just too loud. It's wide low mid content. Common culprits are pads, wide reese layers, or roomy breaks. Now, reality checking. This is where beginners level up fast. After each move, toggle your low-mid flashlight on the master. Listen for three things. Do the kick hits feel defined in that range? Does the snare body feel solid instead of cardboard? Does the reese feel like woomph instead of a muddy blanket? Then toggle the flashlight off and confirm the mix still feels full. Also check at low volume. Mud reveals itself when you listen quietly because the punch disappears and the fog becomes more obvious. Let's cover common mistakes so you don't sabotage yourself. Mistake 1. Cutting low mids everywhere. That makes the mix thin and cheap. The goal is organization, not removal. Mistake 2. Eking in solo too much. DNB is all about interactions. Always confirm in the full drop. Mistake 3. Leaving reverb unfiltered. Reverb below about 250 is often instant mud. Mistake 4. Trying to fix mud by boosting top end. That leads to harshness while the fog stays. Instead, reduce the unnecessary 250 to 400 in non-essential layers and improve transient definition and tail length. Mistake 5. Overcompressing the bass. Flattening the dynamics can actually increase perceived mud because everything becomes constant. Now I want to give you a pro-style workflow booster that saves tons of time. Keep one mud reference track in every project. Drop in a DNB tune you trust, similar vibe, and set it to around -10 to -14 dB so you're not chasing loudness. Route it straight to the master with no processing. When you feel like you might be overcleaning, toggle between your mix and the reference and focus specifically on how much 200 to 400 is actually present in a pro track. You'll notice, it's often more than you expect. It's just controlled and separated. And here's the fast 3 culprits checklist. If the low mids feel clogged, don't touch 12 tracks. Check, in this order. First, your reverb and delay returns. Second, the break loop. Third, the bass mid layer. Fix those three and a lot of the mix clears up automatically. Optional advanced but still stock trick, the mud scanner return. Create a return track called MUD scanner. Put EQ8 on it, band pass around 250 to 350, fairly narrow. Optional, a tiny bit of saturator drive so you can hear the mud quietly. Then, on any track you suspect, turn up the send briefly. If it suddenly sounds like cardboard through the scanner, you found your offender. Fix that track first. Alright, mini practice exercise. This is the 16-bar drop cleanup drill. Load or build a simple loop, kick and snare, a break loop, sub-bass, Reese mid-bass, and a pad or Atmos with some reverb. Add your master low-mid flashlight EQ. Then do these 5 moves, one by one. High-pass the pad or Atmos to about 150 Hz. High-pass the reverb return to about 250 Hz. Cut snare boxiness, around minus 3 dB at about 300. High pass the mid bass at about 120. Sidechain the mid bass to the kick for around 3 dB of ducking. Now bypass all changes, then re-enable them. Listen at low volume and ask, is the kick clearer? Is the snare less like cardboard? Does the bass still feel big without the mix feeling puffy around 250 to 400? If it got thin, undo the biggest cut and replace it with smaller cuts and better filtering of reverb and pads. Most of the time, the real win is cleaning the tails and the non-essential layers, not carving the life out of the main elements. Let's recap the mindset. Low mids are not the enemy. Uncontrolled stacking is the enemy. Use the band pass flashlight to identify the fog. High pass non-essential layers. Shape snare body without box, split bass into sub and mid, duck low mids intelligently, and filter your reverbs. Small moves in context, level matched. That's how you get loud, punchy DNB mixes that still feel thick. This audio version is shortened for playback.